So, imagine a world where we can all show our thanks, our gratitude for the little and the big things that we do for each other. So, at the beginning of the school year, what I decided I would do is that I would try my very best to, on a daily basis, write down my appreciation, my thanks, my gratitude for what different people do for me, whether personally or professionally. And so, you know, I would take out a little piece of paper, a little Hallmark card. I'll write down my thoughts, right? And I would share it with the person that I had written the card to. I will usually wait until the end of the school day, leave it on their desk. And if, you know, like their desk was in a public place, I would, you know, in that case, I would try to give it to them in their hands. But I would try to give it to them as I'm walking away, because, you know, I don't want to see their expression. I don't want to see, you know, I don't even want to know what they're thinking. I just want to give it to them and just go on about my business. And so what I realized in doing that, you know, something for me, something to show gratitude in what other people do for me, small things, like little things, like nothing holding the door for me, you know, when I have, you know, a lot in my hand, or just speaking to me on a bad day, a bad moment, and, you know, they thought enough of me to just say, hey, how you doing? You know, small talk. And, you know, so I showed my appreciation, you know, for the little things that they did. And even though it is now October 15th and I was doing this in August, not even September, this was August. I'm not going to say that we have friendships, but I can definitely say that we are much more, we communicate more. And the level of our communication is always nice and pleasant. Just because I said thank you, I show my appreciation for the small things that someone did for me. And it's never too late for you. I'll share this. Part of the reason why I was doing it was because I said to myself, I need to build stronger connections with people. I've been in Houston now for about 2 years, and I really only have 2-3 friends. And those 2 or 3 friends are 100% related to work. So if something were to happen, you know, who would I lean on? You know, so I'm opening myself up so that someone would think of me in my time of need. Should that ever happen, you know, God forbid that would ever happen, but should it happen, you know, you know who to lean on and who not to lean on. Definitely, I wouldn't say, hey, my house burned down, I need to stay at your place. I'm not looking for that. I'm just saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm running a little late. Can you watch my class for about 5 minutes? You know, something like that. And in hopes that, you know, that would translate into something long term. So, as simple as that was, just saying thanks, it wasn't a long note. It was just, you know, just letting them know, thank you for what you did. I saw it. I appreciated it. And I needed you to know how much I appreciated it. I did that simple thing, and relationships have changed as a result. And it's something that you can do as well. It's your boy, DJ Holmes, and you've been listening to New Love.
Listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU pairing at gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU pairing at gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.